Oh, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the Trovigal podcast from Westwood One UK, with this week being a Comic Relief special, and I've got a Comic Relief challenge for this week. Every time I make a mistake on this week's podcast, I have to do a shot of vodka. Sebastian will be watching me to make sure that I take the vodka in the right way. I'm not going to do it on my bottom or anything. So, anyway, this week's guest is a busy man tonight because he's hosting the big show on BBC One. It's Lenny Henry. So, Lenny Henry has been in... that burns my insides. Lenny Henry has been in Tiz Wars with Tris Tarrant. You just like that. Trevor McDonald. I love Trevor McDonald because of the namesake. He's called Trevor McDonald. And then he was in The Young Ones, and they've done a Comic Relief song with Cliff Richard, haven't they? I got myself a crying, walking, sleeping, talking, living doll. I bet he never even watched it. I'm betting. But I don't watch that. I watch Songs of Praise, and then I go to bed. That's what he does. So, yeah. Sebastian, leaving a pause doesn't mean I've been on a mistake. Alright, I'll take some more. Oh, that's a big one. I don't want to be drunk by the end of this. Smooth. No, he was also in Bernard and the Genie. He played a genie. Not like Robin Williams style special effects, I don't think. Just a big puff, and he arrived onto the screen. What do you do? Just put like a smoke bomb in front of you. That's what panto villains do. Smoke bomb! And he's away. Doing whatever he wants to do and stuff. So, yeah. So then he was on Saunders and French. French and Saunders. Have another one. Couldn't I just get a bottle of gun? A bath of gun? Anyway, some beans or something. So it's French and Saunders. He was married to John French. What? No, I said Dawn. I definitely said Dawn. Don't make me drink my... I said Dawn. I didn't say John French. That's her brother. I'm mad Dawn French. She must have been quids in with all the Premier Inn body they got. Right then, let's go there. Having a nice sleep. I'll have a nice sleep now, I don't mind them. But I'm raising money for the children in Africa and around the UK, not just in Africa, all over the place. I don't like Comic Relief, but we know what we're here for. Just show us the comedy. I don't want a sad one where I cry. You just bought David Wallen's sketch written by the Dawson brothers. I thought of doing a sketch in the repair shop. You just walk in and go, what's wrong with it? It's fucked. I don't think the French and soldiers are doing that. And he was in Sheaf. Sheaf? All right, Chef. No, Chef's in South Park. There's a moment. No more, Sebastian. This is how you got the job in the first place. Was getting me pissed, wasn't it? Yeah, the dog and duck around the corner. The bomb lady's still there with a massive. Oh, for you. I don't know if you got in there. Yeah, I know she flatters everyone. It's her job. I just like it. I enjoy the view. So, come on, think of all the children that are watching you doing this. Now, that's put me off. It's like if ever a porn star, when you're watching the porn, looks you straight dead in the eyes, you think, I can't do what I was doing. All right, all right, come on, Trevor. All right. Oh, no. This is only a visual podcast. Oh, I've got booze all over the desk. I've got to clean it off or we're going to get a deposit back. You don't clean the mess up that you make in the other room, do you? Dirty boy. Where was I? Yeah, he's in Chef. A drama about being a chef. A little bit like Gordon Ramsay. Now he's like, oh, I like my din-dins. He's got a new one, hasn't he? He's got a new show where he's making people parachute off stuff to impress Gordon Ramsay. I don't want to impress Gordon Ramsay. And he was in the president of Agrabah. What? He's the president of Agrabah. Harry Potter film. The Prisoner of Azkaban. Oh, I'm sorry. You could have just edited all this out and we wouldn't have seen any mistakes. Then it would have ruined the challenge, wouldn't it? Smooth like a nun's vag. Right. He played a shrunken head in the Harry Potter film. Which is a good job, isn't it? Because you don't have to do anything, you just all CGI on it, you just do the voice. He was on a bus in London, it used to go all around the streets. I don't think he had an Oyster card or anything like that. He was in the Pirates in an adventure with scientists in America. It's all something else, isn't it? Oh, I didn't make a mistake. I just thought I'd have another one. Oh, down the hatch. Oh! Oh! Any kebab shops around it? I know it's 10 o'clock in the morning, but I want a kebab. What's that one around the corner called? Abracababra. Have you got my number for Fountain Kebab? They look like very good kebabs.
Don't be sick in this studio, you never get your deposit back.
Alright. Yeah, he's in Pirates, which is an Aardman film. You know, the claymation stuff. Not like CGI, which is easy to make. They have to make all the bits out of plasticine and stuff like that. I bet some of them have tried to make dildos, probably. Quite a few. Nick Parks does it, doesn't he? He was on the channel the other day talking about Peter Sellers on the Channel 5 thing. Talking about the Last of Summer Wine, you know, the three men, they go down in the bathtub. They never be invited back to IKEA. I did a joke. There's a documentary on last night about Jeremy Carl and how shit he is. He firebombed his career, didn't he? Let's go clubbing, Sebastian. Come on. Slappers down the road must be open, mustn't it? Boris will always let you in. I know it's 10 a.m. He'll let us in, I know him. He used to be on house arrest years ago. Yeah, doesn't like to talk about it. Lovely man, lovely man. He is Russian, so you have to be careful about him. Where else was he in? A broad church. A man's done a murder, and you have to guess which one it was. So who done it? Or, if you want proper English, who did it? And it was written by Chris Chibnall, who I love. He's the best Doctor Who writer ever. He is amazing. Everyone says, Russell T. Davies. I said, no. Not Russell T. Davies. People say, Stephen Moffat. I said, no. People say, Mark Gatiss. People say, Mark Gatto. I say, no, he's not very good. Chibnall. Chibnall, because you never know how his plots are going to go. You think, oh, this is unconnected shit. And at the end, you go, oh, it wasn't connected at all. Oh, he's tricked us again. He's brilliant writing. Zog. It's the 3 o'clock. Zog, it's the Christmas Day animation they have on Christmas Day. That's where you put it, isn't it? That Christmas Day animation. Alright, I'll take another one. I've lost my place. Run out of booze. Alright, it's going down smooth. I'm also running out of things to say before I take a drink. Is in Doctor Who. Mentioned that already. You know, with Jodie Whittaker.
Oh, Doctor. Oh, no, Doctor. Oh. I'm with the Sea Devils and we're doing a Centennial special of the 100 years of the Booby Sea.
Yes, that's especially in the Booby Sea. The Booby Sea. Booby Sea 1. Booby Sea 2. Booby Sea 3 is back, isn't it? A baby sea. Oh, I got it right. I was tuned for comic effect. And the last one I can't even remember writing. The memory of the poor. I don't know what that is. Sebastian, we're gonna have to ring him up and cancel it. I can't talk to him today. Should we talk to him privately? Yeah, we're gonna put it on the podcast now. If you got your number. Right. Hello, Danny Henry. Yeah, it's Trevor Feelgood. Yeah, I can't do the podcast today. Because I'm too drunk. Yeah, I know it would have been great advertising for Red Nose Day. People don't know about it until you'd be on here. Yeah. What have you got on the show tonight? Oh, that's funny. Well. Yeah, all right then. Can Diane Abbott do that with her legs? Oh, she can. Never knew that. Anyway, while I've got you here, how'd you come up with funny things? I'll write them down. Very good advice indeed, Miss. Sorry, Sir Lenny Henry. Oh, I didn't want to disrespect you by not mentioning the star. Yeah. Oh, I might be Sir Trevor Feelgood one day. Yeah, well. Good day. Yeah. Do you want to do it on a different day? What day are you available? Not tonight. Obviously. Because you're doing that. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. Sunday. No? Alright, no. That bit doesn't get any funnier, does it? No. Alright, okay. See you later, Lenny Henry. Bye-bye. He can't come because I'm pissed. Occasionally the guest is not available for some reason, but sorry, today I'm not available. I'm not here. I want to go clubbing down to Slapper's nightclub and get a kebab. So, this has been the Trevor Feelgood podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. And support Comic Relief tonight if you're watching this when it comes out. And if you're watching it after when it comes out, still support Comic Relief because you can still give money. It's not like other things like, oh, once the program's finished, you cannot donate. You know, that's what they say, isn't it? So, and anyway, what's everybody doing? You're my best mate, you are. Yeah, you're my best mate. Yeah. I'm not pointing to Sebastian, of course I'm not. He's not my best mate. No, we're acquaintances, aren't we? Yeah. And there's also the sort of the added thing of, will they, won't they? I fucking won't. So, thank you very much for listening, and bollocks to all of you! Bye-bye!